It's decision day for Sydney when we'll hear the verdict on what sort of Christmas celebrations the New South Wales government will allow after the eruption of a COVID cluster linked to the northern beaches. There are encouraging signs with just 8 cases added to the tally yesterday, but of course there are fears the virus could still be lurking. Annie Guest reports.
In the quiet, lockdown northern beaches, it's okay to get a coffee from Alfonso Rinaldo's cafe.
So only take away quickly, hello, how are you, because we all very masked. It's all about contact with the eyes, and it's nice to see my clients come back. They're supporting me, I'm supporting them.
And that's important to this long-time Avalon resident.
Everybody's been upset. Like, for example, I was organised to go see my grandson up in Queensland. So, you know, my grandson is born 4 weeks ago, and so many like me in Avalon, we are all in the same boat.
What are your hopes for the restrictions over Christmas?
You know, hopefully we can maybe open for a couple of tables, but I don't think so. And the most important thing is that nobody dies, and that is my big hope.
Cautious but balanced is how the Premier Gladys Berejiklian describes her approach, saying it's unlike other states and territories, which she accuses of making all New South Wales residents suffer through border restrictions. The government will meet health experts before revealing the Christmas rules in a few hours.
If it wasn't this time of year, the decision would be much easier. But obviously, we do need to consider mental health issues. We need to consider what people are going through as part of that decision as well.
But with more than 100 venues in multiple suburbs across Sydney on COVID alert, epidemiologist Professor Catherine Bennett from Deakin University is urging a more cautious approach.
I think it's tough that it's Christmas, but you know, if anything, we should be more concerned, not prone to kind of easing restrictions sooner because it's Christmas.
Assuming that any new cases are either in quarantine or connected to the Avalon cluster, what do you think the restrictions over Christmas should be?
I would be mandating masks. Capping the number of people to the home is unfortunate, but particularly I think people need to be very mindful if they have older relatives and they're bringing them into a home with people from across other households. So I wouldn't be relaxing restrictions at this point.
Regardless, thousands of New South Wales residents will be in isolation over Christmas because of their contact with people or places associated with COVID-19.
Annie Guest reporting.